Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Listeners, you cannot believe this. This is a great resource. It's a great resource for your teens. It's a great resource for you. It's Safe TV. You can go to the website safetv.org. But in addition to that, there's these two downloads, and I have with me to talk about this exciting, exciting resource, Carlos Pardero.
Wonderful.
Carlos Pardero.
You sound great.
He's the president and CEO of Safe TV, and he has these great apps. I'm so happy about it. Just tell us about it, and then I have to get into your story as to why you are with this organization to begin with.
Well, thank you for inviting me here. It's a pleasure to be with you all. I always have loved Life Talk Radio. In fact, your engineer, I placed a call on him many years ago, and he became our engineer.
Oh, really?
On Safe TV.
You stole him away.
Well, that's about right. But unfortunately, he is now resting in the Lord.
Mm.
But before all the many years, he was the man that made Safe TV possible electronically, and his vision and kindness and love put us all together with a wonderful team. So Life Talk Radio has a very important part in our life, in our existence, really, because of Rudy Dolensky and his darling wife, Bonnie. And so, Bonnie, if you're listening, aloha. Anyway, so yeah, Safe TV now has been on the air 27 years. The whole concept of Safe Television is providing a programming that is available to anyone. In fact, we say anyone of any age can watch us at any time and uplift God, family, and country. The three things that make America great. And again, I'm not trying to be political here, but that's the fact.
That's
that
right.
Those three things, God, family, country, is what really has made this wonderful country of ours a beacon of light in the world. So Safe TV reflects those values. And our programming is primarily non-religious. So we have a television station like regular television with news and the weather, and we have some sports, we have some activity. In other words, what we're trying to do is create an environment by where those who view it become friends with us, that they can feel comfortable watching what we have, that they can bring their kids and watch Safe TV. In fact, we have heard this more than once. They tell us, oh, when we hear the theme of Safe TV, we know that it's safe to watch.
That's right.
And so that's what we want to hear. We've been blessed in a variety of ways. We have a wonderful team of seven, the perfect number, that is the reason we are still alive, and the incredible kindness of those who have and are supporting Safe TV in a regular basis with their prayers and offerings, because we are a non-profit organization. So we are grateful for all those who make Safe TV possible. Many, many years ago, I was watching television with my daughters before we had this TV station. And as we were watching television, the advertisement for the next programs was so bad, was so raunchy. And I said, man, where is that controls?
Yes.
Let's shut this thing off. And I said, you know, it's not safe to watch TV anymore. And it was like a lightning bolt. It's not safe. What we need is Safe TV.
Yes.
And so we came up with that name and the whole concept of Safe TV. So we founded Safe TV with a group of wonderful friends all together working in making this thing possible. And so we now are worldwide. Those of you who are listening can go to our website and see that. In fact, I want to give a little warning. We are remodeling our website, so you might get stuck in between there, but you see it. And but you can go to the app.
Yes, these apps. I'm so excited about these apps. Mm-hmm. Tell us about these apps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we got two of them. You go to, if you have either an iPhone or Android, and you look for Safe TV. Just the word Safe TV. Safe TV. And then you will find the app. But then we have a second app, Safe TV for You Too. And the way we spell that is Safe TV, number 4, letter U, number 2. And on that second one, the second app that is both also on the iPhones as well as the Androids, you have also embedded in there two VOD channels, video on demand, where you will find a lot of our programming that we have produced to bring the good news of salvation and the great love of God to our Native American brothers and sisters all throughout North America.
Yeah, our First Nation family, we haven't done much for them. This is great news.
It's been a wonderful experience for us. We have two First Nations experts, Gina Kobash and Ed Dunn from Canada, that they helped us in producing a series that is called Native New Health.
Mm.
And so that you will see on that app, on the Safe TV for You Too app. And then Monty Church, who is a Mohican, and he's been working with Monty, a wonderful, wonderful pastor, wonderful leader. And he's brought the gospel to Native communities throughout the North American division in other parts of the world, because now this thing is airing as well in New Zealand, Australia, Africa. And I just gave some to our Mongolian friends. And so it is something that is reaching well beyond the Native communities. But we've done now 36 half-hour programs with Monty Church and 20 with Ed and Gina from Canada. So those things are available to you to look at right there on Safe TV for You Too.
Now, Safe TV for You Too, what is the difference as far as you were talking about? It has some embedding videos in it,
Yes. This is what I was just making reference to, that the first one is our live streaming, our 24 hours.
Okay.
The second one, the Safe TV for You Too, also has the live streaming. But in addition to that, we have embedded those other two VOD sections, which includes the Native programs.
Okay, that's fantastic. So please check that out. You can go to safetv.org, the website, or you can check out the apps. And we know that we as human beings are changing from just sitting and watching TV to watching on our devices. So I really appreciate the fact that you have kept up with the times, so to speak. Now, I'm interested in how you came to be in this business in the first place.
Okay. Well, it goes way back. You know, I was, before we started the show today, which we were talking a little bit about the different roads the good Lord in His love and mercy and patience brings us through. I grew up in a family where my father was a well-known movie star. So I grew up with that stigma. I will go to school, and when I say that, the teacher will say, well, I want to know everyone's names, and they will say Carlos Pardero. Oh, are you related to the movie star? And I will say, yes, that's my daddy, you know. So I grew up with that. So by the age 14, I was already working on television myself. I'm a classical guitarist, so I make a little joyful songs, and I compose my own stuff. Anyway, but that led me to the style of music that young people will go for.
Yeah.
As the Beatles came out, I changed my classical guitar for an electric guitar, and the rest is history. You know, we had a band that was rather popular in Latin America. It was like the Beatles, really, in Latin America. And we had our own television show. and I was the lead yeller. So when you can think of a young person like that growing up in that kind of an environment, you know, what are the chances that you're going to be falling in love with the Lord? Very slim.
Carlos is showing me these pictures of someone who looks just like, you could have belonged to the Beatles, you know. He looks just like it.
Well, we try to imitate them, you know. So anyway, but the good thing of it is that God is merciful, God is kind. And at the same time that I was doing all this music and all these show business things, I was very involved in sports, in track and field, but particularly in the sport of surfing.
Mm.
Well, I don't know how good I was, probably not that good, but I was the only one, along with two or three other guys. And so we were invited to come to the World Championship of Surfing.
Wow.
So we went to Hawaii, and needless to say, I fell in love with that place. And before you knew it, I moved to Hawaii in 1970.
So that's why you said aloha earlier.
Yes, yes. and I never left. Oh. You know, so I now I'm a citizen. I've been in America, 50 years. And I just praise the Lord for this wonderful nation of ours. But while I was in Hawaii is when my mind began turning. What is this all about? You know, you become famous, you have all you want, you live a life that is not the best, really, for anybody. Where is it going to lead, you know? And I had those kind of questions. So I began composing music about that search. And as I was doing that is when I met my wife, Nancy. Well, my wife, Nancy, comes from a background herself, even though she was a highly educated person and actually was studying at the University of Hawaii. The reason she got there is because she was Miss Nebraska.
Miss Nebraska?
And Miss Nebraska Centennial Queen. And she had been, you know, in all kinds of shows with Art Linkletter and all the big stars of the day, you know, Johnny Carson and so on. But when we met, I'd never said to her a word who I was or what I did in my past. I just simply, we met. And I played the classical guitar and she plays beautiful piano. So we began sharing things. And before you knew it, we had a wonderful friendship, which developed into sincere love. And as we grew up together, she said, you know, I've been doing a lot of reading and trying to find if God is there. And I said, wow, me too. And so we began searching together. And lo and behold, before you knew it, we were invited by these wonderful Christian people, which later on we found out they were Seventh-day Adventists. Seventh-day what? Adventists, you know. And then they invited us to have potluck with them, to have pot. What kind of pot now? Potluck. Oh, what is that? Oh, you just eat with us. Oh, okay.
Well, we have to take a break right here, but when we come back, I got to hear if you ever had haystacks. We'll be right back.
When are we going to get through this jungle?
Don't. No.
Harvey, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, let me see.
The strap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo, and I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at homeschoolcompanion.org. That's all one word, homeschoolcompanion.org.
Like a little child, the spiritual journey of infants and toddlers. A newborn infant doesn't have the ability to express their love for you, your spouse, siblings, or God. But that doesn't hinder you from loving that infant and having that special bond. God is not hindered either. As parents and caregivers, we partner with God in order for faith, trust, and love to develop in that infant. This relationship forms the foundation for later beliefs about God. Studies on the early experiences of infants and toddlers with the natural world have been positively linked with the development of imagination and the sense of wonder. This sense of wonder leads to an appreciation of creation and ultimately to an understanding of the nature of man and his relationship to God. It's through wonder and the imagination that the child becomes a lifelong learner. For more information about Like a Little Child, the spiritual journey of infants and toddlers, go to homeschoolcompanion.org or call us at 301-824-3162.
You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
Will the people who were going to take Bible studies but died before the first study be in heaven?
The problem is that we're trying to figure out exactly when a person is saved. Only God makes that decision, and He knows people a whole lot better than we do. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart, 1 Samuel 16:7. We can't read people's thoughts, so we're in no position to judge whether that person should or shouldn't end up with us in heaven after Jesus' second coming. Also, don't think of salvation as a kind of reward for something we do. Salvation is a gift from God. We're saved when we accept this wonderful gift, no matter if it's before, during, or after Bible studies. From that moment on, our most important job is to stay saved by daily growing in Jesus, letting Him take more and more control of our lives and our thoughts. God's Treasure Chest says, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy," Titus 3, 4, and 5 in IV. Anyone who dies walking, or even stumbling, on the pathway to heaven dies saved. If you'd like to learn more about God and His amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's Treasure Chest.
Welcome back. I am here with Carlos Pardero.
Good.
And he is, you know, he's just taking my breath away with his story. And he and his wife-to-be.
We've been married now.
They've been married.
46 years.
Yeah, but...
at that point,
yes.
And the story.
In the story, were you married yet before we went to break?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, we're married already. Yeah. Within the breaks. Yeah.
They got married during the break. And they were going to their first potluck, which was an eye-opener. I just have to ask, did you have haystacks?
You know, it's interesting. That's exactly what we did.
Really?
They say haystack, and say, "What do you put straw on it?" You know, no. We call it. And then is where, for the first time, I met the famous Vegeling.
Oh, Vegeling!
This squiggly thing, you know, and this is not meat. It's it was awful. But anyway.
Oh, that is funny. So, when you went to that potluck, were you married?
No.
We just really were friends,
you know.
Yeah.
So, if you want me to continue with the story, what happened was, you know, she began writing to her parents, you know, say, "I met Carlos and I want to bring him home to." So we left Hawaii in December 20. It was about 82 degrees. And flew into Omaha, Nebraska. We got there, it was 40 below zero. And
I
was dressed like a Hawaiian surfer. I almost died.
Oh.
a funny story, when I got to the house to meet Nancy's mother, I was trying to be polite and open the door for Nancy to come in. Well, my hands were sweaty because I had it in my pocket. And when I put my hand on that aluminum door, my hand got stuck.
Oh, no.
And here is her mother and father putting their hands out for me to shake it, and I couldn't get my hand out of that door. But finally, we did. After pleasantries, we spent their Christmas with them. Then we went back home. Well, my dad, at the time, he was working for our president as a press secretary for the president of Uruguay. He got retired from his acting career. And so he saw to it that all the media was waiting for us.
Oh, really? You know,
and so the airport was packed with people. And my wife says, "Whoa, what's going on?" I said, "I don't know. Might be a soccer player coming or something." And I didn't say anything. But then when finally she found out, you know, a little more about my background. And it was kind of fun because we really grew up in our relationship based in our search for the true God. And boy, when we latched on to his love and his kindness to us, we have dedicated our lives entirely to serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and have now for 47 years nonstop.
And the cool thing is she fell in love with you without knowing,
yes,
you know, your pedigree, so to speak. But she saw something good, and you guys have had a wonderful relationship. We've almost come to the end of our show, whether we like it or not, because they're going to kick us out of this hall here. But I do want to remind our listeners, please go to Safe TV and get the apps on your phones, Android or iPhone.
Yes, and also I want you to know that you can find Safe TV 24 hours a day right on the website as well.
Okay.
We have three buttons there, red, green, and yellow. And according to what you have, you can hit one of those and we live stream. But also, if you have Roku or Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google TV, we have seven different systems around the world that covers our signal to over a billion people now.
And so if you have internet access, you have access to Safe TV.
Amen.
And almost everyone has that,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
Wonderful, wonderful. So as we close the show, maybe share what has been your mantra or your favorite verse, or how have you conducted your life with this one idea over and over and over again?
Well, I can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens me.
Amen.
That is absolutely the way we live, both my wife and I. We have four kids, 10 grandkids, and so we are praising the Lord, and they are all dedicated to doing good things. They are good kids. Our grandkids now are going to academies and schools and so on and so forth. So we're grateful that we have a family that stays together, and we just love the Lord, and we just like to invite those who may be listening to check our website, check our apps, and may the Lord bless you real good.
Yes, that's Safe TV. I've been talking to Carlos Pardero, who is the president, CEO, and I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you both.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.